Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. All right, so hello to my 90 Day fans, 90 Day Fiancé. The couples are getting married. We're nearing the end of this season. And they're showing the couple. Some couples have gotten married in this episode that I'm referring to. And some are preparing for that marriage day. We have Rob and Sophie. Her mom, Claire, decided to stay over at Rob's place, which is kind of a, you know, for those of you that have been watching the show, you know, it's not the best setup at his place. She felt like when she came, he didn't welcome her with open arms. This is the last night, the night before they go to their wedding destination to get married. And I don't know if they're trying to do a family bonding, because I feel like Sophie was kind of just trying to get them to come together and not be, at least be civil to each other, because she's getting married the next day and no one wants to get married, you know, in an environment where there's animosity. So I understand what is happening, but Claire comes in, felt unwelcome by Rob. She starts to get a little upset, and Sophie tries to defuse the situation and say, you know, let's go outside, mom, and chat or whatever. And you know, she has an airbed. Rob has an airbed for her to sleep on. And it was just funny how they were out there talking. And the mom was saying, you know, I can get a little bit upset and a little bit hot-headed, and, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be so bad, which was a good conversation they were having. But in between the conversation, they were cutting to Rob blowing up the airbed. I guess he was trying to be a little bit more welcoming while they were out there. And it was just funny how they kept showing him pump that airbed up in between shots. I feel like that could definitely be a meme. I have to use it for something, but he was trying to get that airbed together and just kept pumping and pumping away while they were talking outside. So that was funny. But she comes back in. She feels a little more welcomed. He has her little bed set up, and I think he has like blanket or sheets on it or something like that. And, you know, it seems like they're going to try. And Sophie's going to get her wedding day, hopefully. Now I want to talk about Anali and Clayton. Now, or Anna Lee, I keep calling her Anali. Anna Lee and Clayton, they kind of were on the outs before the wedding day. Clayton's getting everything together. He's got his friend, his best man there, and he's talking to him like, you know, I've messaged Anna Lee, and see if she's good with everything because we're getting married today. And they said, I think he said, because of the different wedding rules or whatever, they couldn't see or talk to each other before the wedding. So he kind of respected her boundaries, but left her a nice little audio message and just trying to see how she was doing. She had not responded. They're standing at the altar. She's about 30 minutes late to her own wedding. So I'm assuming they've been standing up for 30 minutes waiting for her, which is crazy. But many of us know, if you've been to a wedding, the bride is not going to be ready right on time, right on the dot. That's a normal, natural thing. Definitely, she's not going to be ready right on time. Everybody came out. They didn't have like a huge wedding procession, but they have a decent crowd in this event space that they're in. And I thought he didn't really have that many friends, so I'm not sure who all these people are, unless they're his relatives. But whatever the case, they're waiting, and it's been at that 30 minute mark, and he's getting even more and more concerned, along with his best man and his sister as well, who I think is supposed to be the bridesmaid or the matron of honor for her. So I don't know what's gonna happen with Annalee and Clayton. You know, they're making it look bad as far as, you know, she may have left him at the altar, runaway bride thing. Again, the day before she was packing up her bags, well, the episode before she was packing her bag, trying to get ready to leave because they got into it for the fact that she had a stripper at her bachelorette party and he was really upset. They got into it, so she started taking her bag like she's ready to go. They have her contemplating, talking about, you know, she has a job and her whole family back in her country. Does she really need him, and does she really need to marry him? So that's kind of how they leave it. Could be not so happy ending. So I'm going to segue to you guys and say I hope that they do get married, and I hope that he didn't get stood up at the altar. But I also hope they can work out their differences as well, so they can have a happy marriage and not be begrudgingly and always fighting and having issues in their marriage, because they've had issues here and there. But this one seems to be the biggest. But, you know, I hope that things work out, but if they don't, I can relate. I was never left at the altar, but I was in a situation where I was engaged and wedding planning, and the man that was in my life was not really participating and not really being a part of the whole situation. We ended up just breaking up. So I can understand a wedding not happening, not exactly being left at the altar, but a marriage or a wedding just not coming to fruition. I have a couple other situations that, you know, I was talking marriage with people and things didn't work out. So if you guys can relate, and if you guys want to support me, I do have my project, Why I Didn't Get Married. That project is on Spotify. It's a subscriber special only, or you can email me and you can download a copy of it, which may be simpler and easier for you. For information on that, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All right, guys, let's get back into 90 Day. So we heard a couple of cases of couples, the first couple trying to get things along with the mother-in-law because they're about to get married and have everything civil. The other couple, Annalee and Clayton, we're not even sure if that's even gonna happen. He's just waiting at the altar for her. And now we have Gino and Jasmine. We've been awaiting this moment for years. Finally hoping that Jasmine stops all of her whining, but I'm sure she's really gonna keep whining into this whole marriage. But the marriage was beautiful. It was probably the one time she didn't whine. If she was doing any type of whining or crying, it was out of joy for her and Gino having their big day. The family seems to be more accepting of her at this point, and they're glad that she's in Gino's life. They have a nice little outdoor wedding, and they don't look like they have a ton of guests, but they have a little outdoor wedding, which looks nice and classy, and everything looks like it goes off without a hitch. So I'm just going to celebrate and say I'm glad for Gino and Jasmine that they finally were able to tie the knot and go through all of the red tape and everything going towards the visa process and all of that. And they're able to just continue their international romance into marriage and to a lifetime commitment. So all the best for them. We all got a little treat by seeing Gino with his hat off, because he always wears his hat. I think he's self-conscious about his head, for he was completely clean shaven with his head especially too. So I'm like, his head looked fine. Like, he should show his head more often. It looks just more normal than him just constantly wearing a hat. If you're gonna wear a hat, wear like a baseball cap or something during the game. But for him to wear a hat 24/7. I hope he breaks out of that. I hope he gets a lot of compliments for his head being appearing for the first time. Maybe not the first time, but his head, it hasn't been seen through most of this 90 Day Fiance process. So hopefully he'll get so many compliments off of his natural head without the cover up that hopefully we'll see more of his head in the future to come. I don't know what's in the future for them, but I definitely see Jasmine trying to get her own show, a spinoff or something. I don't know. It's very possible. Or they're going to continue in one of the other franchises. I wouldn't be surprised. But all the best for them as they win when it comes to the marriage game. It's not a game, but it's a real thing. But sometimes it seems like people use it as a game. All right, guys. So we're going to go to Citra and Sam. And last minute, Citra's dad is like, well, you can't do the Christian wedding. They did the Muslim wedding. He was converted and all of that. His mom had some issues with it. The dad didn't care either way because he has no religious affiliations. The mom was Christian and said, you know, she doesn't feel that you have to do this to marry someone, to love someone. You shouldn't really have to do that. But whatever the case, they are trying to have their Christian wedding with all of their friends and families there. And the pastor has to be fired. Sam has to fire the pastor because Citra's dad is like, no, we don't want family to see that she's being married by a Christian pastor. It'll be some issue for them. So he had to last minute find something else to do. They had like an hour before the actual wedding. He didn't want to send his whole family home. Of course, it's a drama. People are waiting in the wings, wondering what's going to happen. Turns out his brother was ordained online. And even though his brother also is Christian, Citra's dad was okay with this option of having the brother do the ceremony, probably because he really wasn't an official church member, but just kind of more of a bystander person that is going to be doing the wedding. And he's like, yeah, bro, I'm up for it. Let's do it. So their wedding goes off well. Also, he has a little hug with his mom afterward, and she claims she was going to come to the Muslim ceremony, but she couldn't do it because grandma got sick. You know, Sam side-eyeing her as if, yeah, are you really truthful about this? And she's saying, yeah, we don't know, but I'm glad she was at least there for the Christian ceremony and trying to support her son. Even when they hugged, it was kind of an awkward hug. So they still have some things to work out in their family relationship, but Sam is finally happy. He gets to spend the night with his new wife. They've never done anything before this. This will be her first time as a married woman. And this will be their first time together because of her faith and religious beliefs. So I like the traditional vibe on that, because there's a lot of married couples, especially in today's day and age, where they've already had honeymoon time before the wedding and before the marriage. So it's going to be different to see this couple for the first time having their honeymoon. Sam picks her up. He's ready to go for the honeymoon. He picks her up in her wedding dress, walks her over the threshold, whatever they call it, kicks open the bedroom door, and I guess we'll find out what's going to happen next time on 90 Day Fiancé with them. So those are the main couples. Next time they'll have some of the other couples as they go through their wedding dramas. What's going to happen? Are they going to be able to make their wedding day? Is everything going to work out? There's different things that are going on. There's natural disasters and storms. So what's going to happen? Are these wedding days going out without a hitch? Is everybody sure about their partner? These are the questions that are had on 90 Day Fiancé as everybody is in that mode of finally tying the knot and the season closes. All right, so now we're going to chit-chat a little bit about Usher. Now, since we're talking about marriages and weddings and 90 Day, which is like my favorite topic, But Usher, since coming off the Super Bowl, he married his longtime girlfriend, which I believe they have two kids together. And they got married like a drive-by type Vegas ceremony. And I was talking to my girls and getting opinions and thoughts on this. And some people, you know, my first initial thought is like, come on, it's Usher. Why would he do a drive-by wedding with me? He has all this money, all this clout. I know it's kind of, it's just great to get married and to marry somebody that you love. And if you marry somebody that has that much going for them, that's a great thing. But could you do a little bit more? Sometimes, you know, people think that wedding is an indication of what the marriage will be. Sometimes people say, you know, those big weddings mean nothing because the marriage could be bad. Well, sometimes you think, you know, these little weddings or these little fly-by-night little weddings that seem that they have put little thought into, does that make the bride feel important at all? Does she feel special in this whole situation? Well, it depends. I mean, if they both chose to do this, then they both chose to do this. If you have somebody that has that much money, you would like them to put more time, more effort into it. You know, coming fresh off the Super Bowl, being successful in that, it's kind of like a great event for them to get married right after. But again, why the drive-by type of situation? Why can't it be a little bit more formal? Why can't it have more to it? Is it because you already had two of your kids? Like, is how special is this person to you? So these are just some of the thoughts that are coming in my head. Just contemplating, not putting judgment on him. Because everybody's situation, individual situation is different. And again, if it's something they agreed upon and they're both happy with, you know, whose business is it for me to say anything? But just a topic of conversation for those in the wedding season and those that have been married before. And what are your thoughts on having one of those drive-by weddings? And one of my girls said, hey, I'll do this drive-by wedding. I can lock this man down and know he's mine. So I don't care if it's a big wedding, a drive-by wedding. I'm married to Usher at this point. You know, it's going to be lots of perks and benefits to that alone. But the fact that you're married is just the part that's important versus how you get married. And I know Ben and Jen, they did a Vegas wedding before, and then they did a more formal wedding later. And I feel like Courtney and Travis Barker, they did something like that, like a mock Vegas wedding, but they still ended up getting married later in a more formal way as well. So I'm not sure what it is about the quickie weddings, the Vegas weddings, if it's some type of trend that couples are doing right now. And I don't know if Usher plans to do anything further for his lady after this wedding. But, you know, what are your thoughts? Are you up for the drive-by wedding, especially if you know your man is financially able, more than able, to give you a nice wedding? And traditionally, we do hear that the father of the bride, whatnot, is the one that does that. But seeing that there are a lot of brides that don't have fathers around, of course, that has to be switched up. A lot of times there are couples that do put on their own wedding. They try to save up and put their wedding on together. There's many different ways that it could be done. Depending on your situation, circumstance, even your age, if you're a little older, you may not be trying to look at the parents to help. You may be trying to do it yourselves as well. So there's so many different dynamics, but as my girl said, at the end of the day, the point is that you are married and that you are loved, and hopefully you are loved in that situation and you guys are both happy. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a Vegas wedding, doesn't matter if it's a courthouse wedding, or if it's the whole big shebang and you get married at the Queen's Court, at the Queen's Castle, whatnot. The fact that you're married to the person you love is really the bottom line important thing at the end of the day. And I totally agree. If I loved somebody to a great degree, I'm not the type of person, even though I'm older, you know, a lot of times they say younger brides and younger couples, they could get away with the Vegas wedding and the courthouse weddings. But if you're in a situation where you do need money, you don't want to take all this extra time and you want to be married to that person, I'm up for the courthouse wedding or maybe even the Vegas wedding. That's like a destination, could kind of be a fun thing to do. As long as it's not, you know, like we hear about the Vegas weddings where people get married in a drunken stupor and don't know what they did the next day. But, you know, just a legitimate, we love each other wedding, then I see nothing wrong with that. The circumstance or whatever you do, just do it. I don't think that you should put it on hold for financial reasons because you want it to look a certain way. A lot of times people are thinking about what the onlookers or the family's going to think. That's not really important. And even then, just like some of these other celebrities, they did the quickie weddings but ended up doing more lavish weddings afterwards. So that's always an option as well. If you do the quickie wedding just because you want to be married to that person as soon as possible, that's a beautiful thing that you want someone that much that you'll get married to them in that fashion. So I think that's a beautiful thing, but you still also have the option to do another wedding. You can do a beautiful reception that's lavish as well. There's so many different ways you could do things, and you don't have to follow the so-called protocol, the tradition that's been in place for some time now. You could kind of do your own thing, and I like to see that. I like to see couples doing that, and I like to see couples getting married, bottom line. I like to see that kind of love that you want to commit to that person and you want that person to be your forever. And that's the type of love that I'm looking for at the end of the day. And I'm hoping that, you know, if it's God's will, that I'll find myself in that situation that is right for me, that God has put together, and I can be reporting to you guys on my wedding. That will be an awesome and a blessed thing. But until then, I'm going to continue talking about our friends on 90 Day Fiancé, people like Usher, our celebrities, and maybe some people that I know that are married and happily married. You know, I'm not going to put anybody's life dirt out there, but I will put my own out there. So check me out again. Check out my project, Why I Didn't Get Married, if you guys want to listen and learn and hear more about my story. Again, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And you can also go to that website at cbiztvmedia.com for more details. Again, you can also email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thank you, guys. God bless. This is Irene. All the best.